This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Fan Run Radio.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate
football time in Tennessee.
As an entire football program, we want to play fast and be physical. The type of program that we want to have and we will have at Tennessee. We want to be innovative, but we want to have fun. There's not a better place in America to do that than Knoxville, Tennessee. It's a special place to come play college football, and everything and anything that you want to do in the game and outside of the game has been done at Tennessee and will be done again.
But Dad, I want to be a rodeo clown.
Dang it, Bobby.
Excited to run out of the tunnel and make that right-hand turn behind Smokey and ready to play in front of 103,000 in Neyland Stadium.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. And so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed. And I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance. We can dance.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Is it Optimism Tuesday?
LOL.
Or is it still Misery Monday? I think we have to. I don't think we have to do a split show today.
It's a tail between your legs Tuesday, I think.
All right.
I think that's what they call it.
Fair enough. I mean, when I say split show, I don't think we're going to do like an hour and a half of Misery Monday, an hour and a half of Optimism Tuesday.
I don't think we could do an hour and a half of Optimism Tuesday, Nate.
Well, there is that. But I think we'll just have to marry the two together, you know? You're going to get some misery. You might get some optimism. I don't know. Maybe not.
Ooh.
Did score a lot of points.
Yeah. It was great to be at walk-ons, a bunch of people.
It was really fun, except for the game.
Yeah. I guess the good news is it was out of hand early, you know. I mean, you were out of that one.
You didn't have to sweat it.
PDQ, you know what I mean?
Didn't have to sweat it one bit.
No, not a lot of sweating.
Mm-mm.
No. But to your point, yeah, offense showed up. It's great to see.
Offense showed up.
Just the whole defense thing.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about the offense. I'm a little worried that was our we shot the ball well game. And
yeah.
We wasted it by not being able to
stop anybody?
Yeah, I mean,
anything?
I don't know that it really would have mattered. I mean, Kentucky pretty much could just throw it behind their back and it would have gone in the basket.
Didn't they do that a couple times?
Maybe.
Maybe I'm misremembering.
Yeah. I mean, they made everything.
Everything. Threes, late in the shot clock. They didn't miss a floater all game. Mm. Runners, jump shots, obviously layups. We gave them way too many layups early because we didn't want to help off of Shibwe. We did. Hey, you know what though? We did. We kept him down. He did no double double for him. 9 points. What do you have? Like 14, 15 rebounds?
12.
Only 12. What a bum.
9 points, 12 rebounds.
I mean, we boxed him out like I've never seen.
The problem is we were handing out wide open layups to everybody else like it was candy.
No, that's what I said, because we weren't helping off of him, because we didn't want him to get the rebound. But the thing is, with a layup, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, layups at the college level, especially elite college level, I'd say like in the top 25, if you give a guy a wide open layup, aren't that many rebounds to be had after that. So that's a – because usually they make it, right, mm-hmm. Nate? So if you're not going to help,
yep,
on a drive, especially a middle drive, penetration, that's good.
Okay.
Because you're limiting Shibwe's rebound opportunities, right? He's not going to get a putback dunk. You know, he's not going to get 2 points and a rebound. And we did that. We limited him. But we gave up layup after layup after layup after layup after layup after layup. And that's not what you want to do. That is not the right action.
Kentucky 107, Tennessee
107.
79, just like we all predicted here on 3 and Out.
Hey, only Hickman took Tennessee to win.
I don't man.
If I'd so have much said, so, he went to the game.
If I'd have said, Davey, Kentucky's going to win 107-79, he'd have been like, I don't even believe those high scores.
He has said, no way Tennessee scores 79.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. I'm starting to learn how you think, brother. Getting in that headspace a little bit. Oh, man. Just a very ho-hum 52 at the break, and then we give up 55 in the second half.
Kentucky shot 68% from the floor, 61% from three, and 95% from the line, 20 of 21.
Yeah, we said, you know, Tennessee from 3, 11 of 23. You'd take that about every game. Kentucky, 11 of 18. Mm-hmm. 20 of 21 at the line. They couldn't miss. It was ridiculous. It was a clinic.
As soon as I woke up and saw that Joe Hall had passed away,
I know.
I knew it was over.
Yeah, that's that was sad. And then you just felt, well, at first,
I literally think yesterday was the first, or Saturday was the first time I've ever heard that man's name.
Well, you're a young man. It's not too surprising. But then I was thinking, man, these kids at Kentucky, they don't know who that guy is. But then, I don't know, maybe Cal does a good job of teaching all the players about the history and traditions of Kentucky basketball. And they said, you know what, we're going to go win for Joe. There were only 49 rebounds in the game. I feel like Tennessee's had games where they out-rebound a team like 49-44. There were 49 total rebounds in this game.
Well, you don't miss.
When teams don't miss, it's hard to rebound. Okay, what's our biggest problem? I coming out of that LSU game, I said overall athleticism and shooting, I think that's still where I'm at.
Coaching?
Barnes was mad because Fulkerson and Kama didn't have any rebounds.
Well, our leading rebounder was Josiah Jordan James with four.
Well, there weren't that many misses. That was the point. Like, what shots do you want them to rebound when there's the other team doesn't miss?
Yeah, we got. I mean, we only got out rebounded by one. It was 25-24. What was the stat that's the most points Kentucky scored in an SEC game since, like, 1991? Or maybe it was 2001, the most against Tennessee since 91?
I don't know.
And what's our calling card this year? Defense?
Defense.
big defense team.
I mean, when you ask those guys to make sure Tshiebwe doesn't get the rebound, like,
and by God,
get,
they did it.
They're going to get less rebounds.
But you would think if you just box someone out, that's kind of the goal every time. If you're boxing somebody out, you would think you could go grab a board.
Gino Auriemma would disagree. He says the most important thing.
Do I care what he says?
When I agree with him, I hope you care. Like, he says the most important thing is to get the rebound, not to box your person out.
That's deep. Real genius stuff there from Luigi Auriemma.
I mean, you know, he's kind of got a point. Like, if I'm Fulkerson, I'm like, Coach, you told me under no circumstances should Tshiebwe get the rebound.
Is that it? Our team's so smart, they take it too literal?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny. That's where Rick Barnes went.
They had at least 6 points in the first 10 minutes on making sure that Tshiebwe didn't get the rebound. But in the other side of the thing, it was wide open layups.
Yeah, or dunks.
You weren't listening to the first half of the show, were you?
No, I was, no. But no one put a number figure on it. Mm. You were just saying, yeah, he made sure he didn't get the rebound. And in the first 10 minutes, like, I remember specifically seeing Fulkerson not come over to help to make sure he boxed out. There was twice on Fulky, once on Kamwa.
Those would be the two people most likely to box out Tshiebwe.
And then after 10 minutes, I really stopped paying attention.
Yeah, that was when your bread pudding came and you were busy for a minute, huh?
Well, Rick Barnes thinks the problem is we weren't locked in.
Oh, man, if only we'd have been locked in.
When we watch it on tape,
I didn't know they weren't locked in. Had I known, I mean, golly.
Actually, he said that was the reason that they had a bunch of turnovers.
Oh, yeah.
It shouldn't happen if guys are locked into the game.
20 turnovers.
Watching this team feel like I'm not locked in. I know that much.
You're like, never locked in for any Tennessee sport.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is. You're never locked in. You don't care as much. It's okay.
I don't anymore.
Exactly.
I still get locked in.
No,
just
you
not as much as I used
you
to.
You're never locked in. It's never Tennessee football.
We played a night at
you're,
9.
You're more of a Duke fan. I mean, you're not locked in.
I mean, after watching this team, I know I've died hard on the hill that if Tennessee played Duke, I would always root for Tennessee.
See?
This year's team's actually making me reconsider that. Mm. They are that hard to watch. Like, I feel like I'm actually having to do work watching this team. I'll probably tune in some tonight. Fortunately, I get to miss the entire game on Saturday.
Fortunately.
Get to watch LSU come up here. Or you guys get to watch them come up here.
Pinson's not back, though, is he?
Don't know.
Maybe we got a shot. I mean, I'm not picking it, but maybe we got a shot.
Depends on what happens tonight. I mean, they've moved on, Chris.
Oh, they have? They snapped and cleared?
That's, yeah.
Is that what Barnes said?
Yeah. Thanks, they asked him if he's going to change the starting lineup.
What did he say? Top secret stuff, can't tell you.
He said, I think after we'll be back on the court today, we'll decide what we're going to do there.
Julia, that works.
We're going to see what happens. I said after the game, we've got to get back to, and it's not one player. It's not. It's consistency. Your older players have to be your most consistent players. They have to be. I'm not just talking about John. He's one of our older players. John, Santi, Josiah, Uros. I mean, he's been around long enough.
I guess he got the memo. Hey, don't go too hard at Folky. I'm not just talking about him. I'm talking about everybody else. I'm going to mention him by name, but
Olivier, VJ. Those guys have been around the longest. Those are the guys. And I'm not just talking in a game. I'm talking in practice. Everything we do.
All right. He did take some accountability after the game.
What'd he say?
Said it's on me. So you got that.
What do you make of Brandon Huntley Hatfield coming into the game? Not even... Like, I don't even really feel like he played particularly well, but just kind of just, you know, a guy that size coming into the game in 10 minutes scores 11 points on 4 or 5 shooting.
3 rebounds. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. If
he almost led the team in rebounds.
Yeah. Like, Cumwell played 16 minutes, no rebounds. Fulkerson, 20 minutes, no rebounds. Huntley Hatfield, 10 minutes, 3 rebounds, an assist, and 11 points on 4 of 5 shooting. The miss was a 3.
Do you think it was just kind of garbage time production? Or, I mean, isn't that enough to at least say, yeah, we probably should give him some more minutes?
Yes.
But he's done that before.
Yeah. Did it against North Carolina.
I mean, early
in the
year.
Did it in the first half against Alabama. Didn't play again.
Even if it is garbage time production, I mean, it's not like Kentucky.
It's production.
Yeah, and you're doing it. You're still doing it against 4 and 5-star guys for Kentucky.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like that, it's not like they cleared the bench for all the walk-ons with you know 15 minutes to go in the game. Career high for Ty Washington, 10 of 13 shooting. That's just so stupid. Yeah. 28 points for him. Wheeler, 21. He was 8 of 10 from the floor. He just shut the lights out. But let's just call it what it is, everybody. This is not a very good basketball team right now. They have been very good at certain things, namely defense, before this weekend. They're not a very good shooting team.
Mm-mm.
Not a very good rebounding team. After this, I'd say they're a good defensive team. But they've got their limitations. Lots of limitations. Shouts out Josiah Jordan James. That's back-to-back game, shooting 50% from 3. So you got that going for you.
How many did he
He was 3 of 6.
Take and make.
3 of 6 from 3. Viscovi, 4 of 6. 7 of 10 from the floor. He gave you 20. Thought Kennedy Chandler had a pretty nice game.
Well, they all, I mean, yeah, those guys were good on offense. Just
well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Couldn't defend.
No.
Is it?
I got some optimism.
Do you like real optimism, or are you doing that thing where you say you have optimism and then it's something that's not really optimistic, but you're just trying to be funny?
You didn't fall out of the top 25. Okay. Now, granted, you are the only team in the top 25 with 5 losses.
See, he did what the thing that
What number are we?
24.
Okay. 24.
Auburn received the most first-place votes of any team.
I thought you said this was an optimistic
But they're still
segment.
Second.
Well, they're not first, because one guy put them ninth.
From Kansas, yeah. Good on him.
It's a whole
whatever.
It's a whole beef.
Arizona's thing. Up to 3.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good win. How did we beat Arizona? Like, the team that played for us Saturday, how was that the same team that played against Arizona?
Well, I mean, if Fulkerson had given you 24 points and 10 rebounds in this game, you probably win.
Villanova is 11th, Kentucky is 12th, and LSU is 13th, Texas Tech is 18th. So all 5 of your losses are top 22.
Maybe we're not that bad. Maybe just when we we can play really bad.
Well, and at today's point, like your losses are to really good teams, mm-hmm. but I think for me the biggest losing to Texas Tech the way you lost, I'm not saying you can explain it away, but a really bad shooting night, okay, whatever. Going to LSU, getting kind of jumped on, clawing back into it, okay, yeah, I kind of get that. Losing by 28 to Kentucky, it's a bad loss, man.
Alabama is not in the top 25, so that's one of your losses outside the top 25.
Yeah, but we weren't fully healthy that game. You know, we're missing 2 guys.
They are 26, 27, 28. They're 29th.
Man, how the mighty have fallen. Who'd they lose to over the weekend?
We should have beat Alabama.
Yeah, I know. Who'd they lose to over the weekend? Okay.
Give me a second.
On that thing? See you next segment.
Were they ranked before this weekend?
They were, and they lost to Auburn last week.
Lost to Mississippi State, 78-76 on Saturday. Mississippi
really?
State. Yeah, on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So Alabama now 2-3 in league play.
Isn't that what we are?
Pretty sure
we're 2-3. Auburn struggled with Ole Miss, but they did get the win. Arkansas has, I think it's safe to say Arkansas has figured it out a little bit. They beat LSU on the road, 65-58.
Huge win for them.
right the ship.
Oh, no doubt.
Vandy, no doubt. Which we play tonight, currently sits at 2-2 in the league, so we need this win to jump them in the standings.
They did beat Georgia 73-66 on the road, so safe to say Georgia bottom of the SEC.
Georgia's going to be it.
Georgia beat Memphis, by the way. Don't forget that.
A&M beat Missouri 67-64. They're 4-0.
Yep.
So they survived the trip.
Buzz
to
Williams
Columbia.
Says, hey, right, there's a name for you, right? Right? Hickman, you listening? Mm-hmm. I know you're already looking ahead, right? Buzz Williams. Buzz. Yeah, I know we've had a Buzz issue before, and it didn't go so great. But part two of Buzz, sign me up for that.
You might want to hold judgment until Wednesday night.
Who they got Wednesday?
Kentucky.
I'm just saying, like, he's finally got it figured out a little bit down there.
Probably he beat Georgia by 2, beat Missouri this weekend by 3.
I mean, I'm not saying they're an elite team. I just think a guy like that here. And, I mean, how hard is it right now to recruit to A&M? I mean, all their money's going to football. All their big donors in NIL, they're going after five-star.
I was about to get there. Like, is it
a big, like, hey, Buzz, job? Sorry, man. We're not going to be able to help you out because we've got to, you know, take care of football. And if we overexert ourselves, the NCAA comes sniffing. Sorry, we're not going to be able to buy you any players.
What's the best? I can't even remember a good Texas A&M basketball team.
No.
From, like, you know, the 90s. Maybe I'm just
there was a stretch before Buzz got there where it seemed like they would beat us every time, and they'd have some rando hit 10 threes that game.
Caruso.
That's one of them. Caruso. There was another guy before him. Like, the guy wouldn't do anything all year. He played Tennessee, zip, 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 30 points.
Hey, Florida got an SEC win.
Hey.
South Carolina, 71-63.
South Carolina, not very good.
Both those teams now 1-3.
Okay.
Arkansas, 2-3. Ole Miss, 1-3. I mean, yeah, we're all right. Just got to win the games we're supposed to. This was always going to be a loss. I think I said multiple times, we get blown out by 50. It won't really matter. You're supposed to lose this game.
It won't matter.
Not at the end of the year. I mean, maybe this is the best thing that happened to him.
Oh, is it? Oh, this is the loss. That's
maybe
gonna
they
be.
They got to hit Rick.
Rick Bottom. Okay, that's a Freudian slip of.
They
got to
hit Rick Bottom.
Rick Bottom. That sounds weird. I don't know.
Rock.
I know.
Rock.
Yeah, rock. You would say rock bottom and normally, you Rick bottom, and but then just thinking Rick's bottom, and it's just kind of strange.
Do you have what Rick Barnes said about Huntley Hatfield over there?
The thing I tried to read last week that you wouldn't let me read?
No, after the game.
Oh, no. What did he say about him after the game?
I'll have to find it. Cause I'm.
Oh, he did say he's going to play more moving forward, right? Or was that last week?
Said something about he finally let the coaches in.
Yeah, he said 2 days ago he broke down, which is a weird thing. I don't think he was crying or anything, but he came to the coaches on his own and said, how do I get on the floor? What do I need to do? Staying after practice, working on his you know, footwork and his shot. He's bought in. And he was rewarded with 10 minutes in the second half, down 30. Well, I'm just beggar. Hey, he played 2 minutes the game before, man. That's 500% increase. It's a big deal. You tell me a place you can get 500% increase.
Meanwhile, you had a
besides inflation
senior who hadn't scored a single point in Rupp Arena in 2 games. But let's keep Huntley Hatfield on the bench.
Davey, one in stripes had it. Do you remember Antoine? Was it Space or Spates?
Spates.
I thought Spates was the Florida guy, but
that was Maurice.
Maurice Spates. Antoine Space. You didn't hear his name all year. He played Tennessee. Anything he threw. Buckets from three. Him and Caruso. Never forget. 10 minutes. It's big. Big time.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield 2 days ago finally decided.
Oh,
we felt he had let his guard down. He spent 2 days on his own with coaches saying, you've got to help me do this. And I'm so proud of him because he's had 2 days where he's really, you can just tell, he's totally different than any point up to here. I'm so proud he went in the game and did what he did.
Yeah, imagine if he had done that earlier. You know, like, maybe like in the first half even.
Rick Barnes went optimism Tuesday a little bit. He said, but with that said, after he talked about how Kentucky couldn't miss, and then he talked about Tennessee turning it over right before the half and allowing them to shoot 80% or whatever. He said, but with that said, you know what? I really believe in some way I've got to look at it this way.
He really believes in some way that he has to look at it this way.
That we're going to learn a lot. It's going to be a positive. We can be positive from it. Take some positive from it. And I really was proud of Euros.
That was a really weird throw-in at the end.
I thought he's real in the way he goes about it. And then he went to the Brandon Huntley Hatfield 2 days ago, finally decided. We felt he let his guard down.
Yeah, Plavsic, great game. 4 points, 3 rebounds. He did try to start a fight with Shibway. That was pretty cool.
Shaq goes in, and he brings every night the energy. He's learning out there.
Who? Mayshak. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Took me a second there.
But our point guard position, backcourt, they scored, what, 49, 50 points, somewhere in there? Mm. We've got to do a better job. I've got to do a better job. I mean, there's no question about that. But the fact is, we've got to really look at it and see what we do. Maybe it's changing the vibe of our team, whatever it may be.
That was the one I remember after the game. We've got to change the vibe of this team.
Whatever that may be. But we're going to have to take what we learned here today and certainly learn from it. Because, again, you can say it was a bad day.
Take what we learned today and learn from it.
We allowed them to get going. Deep. We really did. At the start of the game with our defense, just made it way too easy for them. Then, again, we fought back. Kind of game you thought it would be here.
Fought back.
But those turnovers at half court, those 4 quick points, I thought was a big turning point in the game.
They did not fight back.
He meant halfway through the first half.
Mm.
He basically pinned the whole loss on the end of the first half. That was the momentum switcher killer. That was it.
No, the momentum killer was that they never missed shots because your defense was out of position or you gave it to him easily.
We let him get going. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll come back with more. It's a pseudo misery. Phase two, just not going to plan.
Read the damn stat.
Brian sent this to us, said, Tennessee basketball is now 21-19 in SEC play in the post-Admiral Grant era. Whew. Just an average basketball program.
They're not very fun to watch. They're not very good.
I mean, they're not like, is it almost more, it's almost more frustrating that the talent level is supposed to be better than their, like, a lot of SEC teams are like, we're 21-19 in the SEC in the last few years. A lot of these SEC schools that are predominantly football and have no basketball history at all would be like, okay, that's about what we do.
Above 500?
Yeah. But it's more frustrating because you had one and dones last year. You got supposed to have another, you know, NBA point guard this year. This year was supposed to be the right mix of, you know, like 4 and 5 star new guys and old vets. And does this team have any leadership? It sounds like that's what Rick Barnes is kind of saying in his comments. Our older guys have to be the most consistent. It's not just John. It's all these guys.
Definitely not on the court.
I mean, I feel like Josiah tries.
Are they too nice?
Oh, yeah.
Until they want to get in a fight.
What do you mean?
Until Euros wants to get in a
fight. Okay. Please clarify. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a great teammate. He'll do anything for you, including go after Shibway.
Yeah.
Fearless. Serbian. But, yeah, I mean, that's safe to say. Like Grant and Admiral were, they were everything you want at a place like Tennessee. They were 3-star guys who got so much better, became great leaders, hit big shots, took big shots, made great defensive plays, and you know, they'd lift up a guy if he needed it. They'd get on to you if they needed to. This team's just kind of like, well, we're all out here kind of doing what we do. Just not – I mean, how much better can this team get? This year.
I mean, the Arizona game's the best they've played. I do think Arizona came out pretty flat.
Fulkerson had a great game against Arizona.
I don't think that's. I mean, I don't think you can expect the type of just absolute blitz they put on Arizona early from a team that is playing well. But you can expect, you know, just better play. I mean, they need to be able to score the way they did Saturday, but be able to defend the way they've done in lots of other games. The problem is, are we defending really well just against terrible teams? Like, is that – I mean, Arizona scored over 50 points in the second half and almost won the basketball game. Like, I hate to be – I never want to be a team that's really good at just beating bad teams and then can't beat it, you know, beat anybody that's any good, which obviously they did beat Arizona. But – is our defense really good when the team's not super athletic, but then when they are, oh, crap, now we can't play good? I don't know. We've played good defense against some other athletic teams, though, right?
You know, I don't think you played good defense against LSU. Gave up 79. Obviously not against Kentucky. Gave up 107. You're pretty decent for a half against Alabama. I still gave up 73. You were without two key players, though.
Well, in every loss, you gave up more than 70 except for Texas Tech.
But, I mean, I wouldn't say we played awful defense against Villanova, giving up 71, right? I mean, like, we just couldn't – I mean, you can't
– I never watched that game.
When you can't score –
Never happened.
I don't know. Basketball, it's hard to grade because maybe you did. Maybe if you looked at the Villanova game super analytically, the fact that you only scored 53, maybe 71 by them was actually a decent point per possession in their part because of the way the game went or whatever. I don't know. I mean, you lost by 18. Like, it wasn't close. I mean, you played really good defense against Colorado. Like, you won 69-54.
Yeah.
You did hold Texas Tech to a just awful number.
I'm going to say the rims at Madison Square Garden held held Texas Tech to 57 and held you to 52.
I mean... I just wonder if our defensive numbers are inflated. I mean, even in conference, like Ole Miss and South Carolina, probably two of the worst offenses in the league. But I don't know. I mean, other teams have played Georgia and Vanderbilt. You know, other bad teams.
Well, we'll get Vanderbilt tonight. They're averaging right at 70 a game.
Okay.
Tennessee points against went up a little bit after Kentucky.
Yeah.
Tennessee's given up 63.6, as is Vanderbilt. So that would have Tennessee is about a 5.5-point favorite. If you just go off those numbers, they are actually a 6.5-point favorite, according to the Vegas.
Tennessee's now fifth in adjusted defensive efficiency on KenPom. LSU is number one. Texas Tech is third. Auburn is seventh.
Tennessee tied for seventh in the SEC standings, 2-3. Three games back from first place, which would be undefeated conference play, Auburn. They are 16-1 overall, and they are an overtime loss against Connecticut away from being undefeated. And easily your number one team in the country, and I think the argument can be made that they are the best team in the country right now.
Well, I think the good news is you're going to find out pretty quick where this season's going to go, because the next five...
Is that good news?
Maybe not. The next five teams are all in the top 80. Vanderbilt's at 77. Really? LSU's at 11. Florida's 37th. Texas is 16th. And then Texas A&M's 59th. And really, I'm more intrigued by the Vanderbilt, Florida, Texas A&M games as I am the LSU, Texas games. Even though, technically, according to KenPom, you still split those two teams. You're still better than Texas and worse than LSU. And KenPom projects you to beat LSU but lose to Texas because of the home and road splits. So that's kind of fascinating to me. But you don't get, I mean, tonight's your easiest game until February the 5th.
Good. Road game. Memorial. Great place to play. Stackhouse.
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen, Jr.
Jr.
I mean, what are your expectations for tonight? I'm nervous. I'm worried about tonight's game.
Yeah.
Like, significantly worried.
I'm worried this is going to go right down the wire.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, that's kind of what I think is going to happen, really. I mean, I do wonder if...
Teams like Vanderbilt, historically, if they have a chance to kind of jump on a wounded Tennessee team, they typically do it.
Good news is no students
at the games tonight. No students for Vanderbilt.
Just all the other people.
Tennessee students can go, but Vanderbilt students cannot.
Are they selling the student... I mean, I don't know if Vanderbilt can even fill up their gym right now, but are they selling the student tickets to regular people and making more money?
Perhaps. I mean, I'm sure they're selling.
That's a real Tennessee thing to do.
They're selling to somebody.
That's a real. I'm surprised we didn't do that for football.
What do you think the line is?
Hey, COVID.
I just read it twice.
Students, you guys got to stay home. We're going to sell these extra thousands and thousands of tickets for thousands and thousands of dollars.
I don't know. I mean, if they were good, maybe, but.
It's not like Vanderbilt's any good. We would do.
Yeah, I'm actually going to miss this game. I just didn't realize that.
Why is that,
Dave? I'll get locked in.
Well, I'll be on ESPN. And I only got one TV available tonight.
I get locked in sometimes.
You have a phone, right? Computer?
Yeah, but, you know, try and cut back on energy.
Well, that's what people always say about you, Dave. Too much energy. I mean, what?
Not me. Like, for... You don't want to run up the energy bill, you know, having the computer and the phone going at the same time as the TV.
Yeah, phone. The bills. Energy. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, most of those things will even run, those things will run for hours, you know, on off mm-hmm. their battery.
Like, you could charge your phone here.
Yeah, but then you have to charge it up. It's like the people that get all the, like,
you can charge
green efficient cars.
You can charge your phone anywhere.
They're actually using more energy because they have to charge their car at night. They're thinking, oh, we're helping out the environment by not using gas, but they're actually burning more coal whenever they're having to plug that bad boy in at night.
Is that true?
I
think you're just saying things without actually knowing the data.
Pretty sure that's accurate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I think it might just be once
I mean, it's
you
Duke,
in,
Florida State. Like, who cares?
Yeah, once you factor in the waste from the batteries you have to throw out one
it's
day.
A bad Tennessee team versus a bad Vandy team. Who cares?
A lot of people do. A lot of people.
I mean, it's kind of more fun to watch us play bad teams
because we have a chance to win.
Well, that but the games get scary. Man, that Ole Miss game, that was some scary stuff.
If I watch this game,
it's like a horror flick.
You do like horror movies.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of horror movies. I'll admit that. That's not my go-to. I was just telling you about a TV series on Netflix during the break that's been very popular. People have been raving about.
Dave, we've talked about scary movies before.
I don't think he's saying he doesn't like scary movies. It's just not his favorite.
I didn't say it was his favorite. I just said he likes them.
Everyone check out
I like
Tusk.
Thrillers.
Tusk?
That's dumb. It's a horror comedy that Hickman's been trying to get me to watch.
What was that Marvel series they ran a trailer for last night at halftime of the football game? Moon something?
Moon Knight. Knight with a K.
Is that it, really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It looked like a Batman knockoff.
I don't know. I turned off the TV at halftime.
No, it looked more like an Inception
or before
deal.
Halftime.
Dude doesn't know if he's dreaming or not, ever.
That's tough.
Yeah. Weird stuff's just happening.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt tonight. 9:00.
Oh, they get Oscar Isaac being Moon Knight.
Now he's researching. Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll come back. Yeah. Final segment. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200 is the number to join the program. What is wrong with this basketball team?
Lots.
I can't get no satisfaction.
final segment, hour number one, Tuesday edition of the program. You still won't let me do the voice, so.
No, you can. You can do it.
Well, that just doesn't feel right now.
So is it me that won't let you do it, or is it you projecting on me?
I don't know.
That's what I thought.
It doesn't matter. It's game day edition.
Hey, we got
it.
Yeah, it's a get right
game. Brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. They got you covered. Anything a bank can do, they got you. And customer service is unmatched. Over 87 years now here in East Tennessee, over 35 branches. They're incredible. KenPom has us dropping another conference game now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll have to, I guess, figure out which one it is. But, yeah, 11 and 7.
Probably already had us losing to Auburn.
Record.
Probably, you think you switched the LSU game this weekend?
I think the Auburn
game's
the one that flipped. Because it's
it might be. It might have been.
It's a 50-50 game. Has Auburn winning by one now.
Going to go ahead and bet that that is not the case.
You think Bruce Pearl's going to roll in here with that team and lose?
No.
Yeah. Now, if they're full strength, that ain't happening.
I mean,
they are freaking loaded.
Two awesome guards. Kessler's like the missing big man. I mean, hell, they might have won the whole thing if.
Well, they've got these
Okiki
other big
doesn't
dudes
get hurt
that
a few years ago.
That you can't even name. That just, I guess they were just ho hum 3-star guys. They just come off the bench and gobble up rebounds, block shots. Like, where do these guys come from?
He's got quite the squad.
They're a 24/7 composite
for basketball?
Basketball?
No. That's kind of weird.
That seems like that'd be easier. Well,
Auburn hosts Georgia tomorrow night at 9. Tickets as low as $138. That's pretty pricey. Small arena, though, so that makes sense. You can get into Vanderbilt tonight for $33. If you want to go to Missouri at Ole Miss, $2, Nate. $2 will get you in the building.
I got to go to Oxford.
Yeah.
Or Columbia. Oxford.
Oxford.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'll pass. Ole Miss a big I guess Missouri must be pretty terrible. Ole Miss is a 9.5-point favorite tonight at home.
They should really start taking some of these games off of television if they want people to go to them. Like, I mean.
You're not wrong there.
The gym could be.
Just black it out, like, locally?
The gym could be right there. And I could be sitting right here when the game tips off, and I wouldn't walk over there. I would just. If I even cared, I'd just watch it on the television.
Like Davey said during the break, fans aren't Vol leaving. You're part of the problem. Thanks a lot. I just don't. You just don't have anything you can really count on. You thought it was defense after the Kentucky game. I don't necessarily trust this defense. I mean, thank God we hit some shots. I mean,
can
you
imagine?
Do you realize how close you were to losing
107-59?
Right. And you are not that far away.
Sorry to steal the punchline.
No, that's fine. I think everyone pretty much saw where I was going with that one.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
I mean, you could have lost that game by 50 points.
And still shot the ball pretty well.
No, that's what I'm saying. If we shot it worse, like if we shot it the way
like
we had been shooting it, you could have lost that game by 50.
I mean, they'd have beat anybody Saturday by 15 points.
Oh, no, I agree. And a lot of people said that. And Kentucky fans, of course, are doing the thing where, oh, my God, that's a national championship caliber. You're not going to shoot 78% in the first half every game. Of course, I also thought they'd cool down dramatically in the second half. They didn't.
I hate that game for them happened against us. But at the same time, I love how it's getting their fans' hopes up because this team, like, if you've watched them throughout the year, like, this is not a team that's going to win the national championship. So they're going
to
look
back. But they're starting to believe it. Like, they're going to talk themselves into it after that performance. And honestly, after that, yeah, if you play like that every game, you probably would. You probably could. But no one's going to shoot like that. 20 of 21 from the free throw line. 11 of 18 from three. 69% from the field. It's just not going to happen.
In the first half, I think it was 100 from the free throw line, 60% from three, 70% from the field.
It was higher than 70.
Well, we shot like 54.5% from the free throw line. So,
yeah, Kennedy,
were we that bad at the free throw line?
Kennedy
were just 6 of 11.
Two that got like free Chick-fil-A for people.
What?
If
he's on the take.
If someone misses two free throws in a row,
yeah, like they just pick like a random,
like oh, this
random guy shooting free throws in the
And they throw
second
it up
second half, and they're like, "Yeah, if he misses this, everybody here gets free Chick-fil-A." And he bricked the first one, and everybody's like, "Oh man, like, he's gonna do it." Then he bricked the second one, and that place just went nuts.
We saw Calipari recruiting him in the handshake line, right?
Yeah. Hey, where are your parents?
Which, I mean, could you blame him if he did?
No.
I mean, look at what those guards at Kentucky are doing.
Man, they're making their shots. He played well. He had a decent game. What do you have, 17? He was all you had there for a little bit until Vescovi got off the bench. He almost fouled out. I think Josiah did foul out. How many free throws did we shoot, Dave? 11, you said? They shot 21.
Yeah, at some point we were like 2 of 4 from the line in like the second half. I'm like, what? Like, you can't win that way.
No.
Go to the basket. But we don't have any, I mean.
Kennedy tried. Well, I feel like we had a bunch of guys that were trying, and then they do like, you know, some wraparound post pass and throw it to nobody.
You're right, though, about not knowing what you're going to get. I mean, there are, John Folkerson went into Rupp Arena and was like, SEC Player of the Year.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, how many points did he have?
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
What, like?
Well, he's an old man now. Yeah, you know.
He went in there
arthritis.
Saturday and gave you 20 minutes, missed 2 shots, got 2 assists, and turned it over 3 times. Like, who are you, dude?
No rebound.
No. What the hell, man? He had no fouls. You're like, why do you only play? He had 0 foul. He didn't even foul anybody. It's not the same dude. Is Rick Barnes, like, are they making these guys? Are these guys actually robots in the back and they can't get the programming right? And, like, when they, you know, they finally did with Admiral, they're like, oh, sweet, we found the sweet spot. Don't mess him up. But, like, they can't get it right. Like, what?
Who was it who said this team doesn't look like they want to play?
Malfunctioning.
It's kind of like they have to.
Like the game's just not fun for them?
Yeah. It's like they have to go out there. It's not like they want to.
I mean, I hate continuing to compare, but good God, watch Auburn play. It is a damn party. It is a party when they play.
Here we go.
Party time.
It was that way when he was here. That's just the environment that Pearl creates.
Well, can Rick Barnes at least maybe, I don't know, does he need to smile at these guys a little bit? Does he need to?
Well,
like,
I think you saw it in the postgame, the way he kind of, you know. He didn't hammer him the way he has been. I think he realizes, oh gosh, we gotta do something. We gotta make
super
this
super proud of Uros and Huntley Hatfield.
I think that's a good point that Davey made. I don't know who made the original point, but I guess Arizona, they looked like they were having a good time. They were diving on the floor. They were, you know, hyping each other up. But is that what we are? A bunch of front runners? Things start going poorly, and it's like, oh god, just get me to the end of the game. Just get me back on the bus so I can get yelled at, so we can go run at practice tomorrow.
Dude, I don't know, man.
I don't either. Not a lot of time to figure it out.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Andy just put a video from the game. I mean, oh, gosh. Folkerson gets the ball into the basket, jumps, doesn't even attempt the shot, just tries to flick it and get rid of it.
I
turnover.
That. Like, man, what type of mentality is that? What?
I mean, it's like he might have gotten blocked, but you might have gotten fouled.
Yeah, I turned to you at the game. I said, you just have to go up and try and dunk that. And you're probably not going to get it. You're probably just going to get fouled. But, like, you know, be a man.
Be a man.
I mean, to be honest, though, he doesn't have a lot of help. Like, we won't play our other big guys. And Kamwa, don't even start on Kamwa. Luckily, we're out of time.